Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and my co-host, my mother, is not with us today because I am out of town all weekend, so to replace her, well, I don't think she could ever be replaced, but to take her spot today is my sister, Colleen Ballinger. Say hello.
Hello, that's me.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I just noticed how intensely you said Colleen.
I'm sorry.
No, I loved it, but it's like, I feel like no one knows how to say my name for real, and
Colleen.
You were like,
Colleen. It's Colleen.
I don't care. I don't, never bother
you. Know
me
when people either. Ask me, is it Colleen or Colleen? I don't know.
It's Colleen.
I know, but I don't know. I have a brain fart, and it stresses me out every time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, when I just say your name naturally, I say it right, but even right now, I'm like, which one is it?
Well, I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't
matter. I know you don't care.
People say Colleen or Colleen. It doesn't bother me. But my family says Colleen, but like a few people say it really intense. And Corey says that I feel like the most intense. Corey's my best friend.
Colleen.
He says Colleen.
Colleen.
Yeah.
Well, I just said it because it's my podcast voice.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, this episode of All Things Internet is brought to you by this really weird lump I have in my armpit right now that we can't tell if it's a zit or an ingrown hair, but it's sore and Colleen touched it earlier. So that's what's happened today.
Yeah, we don't know what it is, but one thing's for sure, if it was a zit, I wasn't going to pop it.
I am
not that. If you guys, okay, there are two types of people in this world. They're the type of people who will pop their friends or family zits for them.
Me.
And there's the type of people who would rather die. And I would rather die.
I would pop anything.
And I'm gross. Like, I'm really dirty and I never shower and I'm like, there's crap all over my house all the time. But for some reason, popping zits, like,
oh, I love it.
I hate it.
I love it. And peeling people's sunburns, their skins. Oh, I love it.
You are disgusting.
Oh, I'm foul.
Foul.
My body is clean, but I do foul acts like that.
Oh,
your
God.
Body is dirty, but you will not participate in a foul act.
No, no. I mean, I'll do it to myself, but like, I'm not going to. No way. I would never touch someone else's butt.
We used to, in high school, me and my best friend Kelly would pop our guy friend's back pimples.
That is atrocious.
I know, we're disgusting, but I loved it.
Never.
Anyway, okay, we'll get on with our podcast. So let's talk about internet news. So I saw on the internet, actually, I saw it right as Colleen told me about it, which was Chrissy Teigen not taking John Legend's last name.
Yes.
There's a story behind it. Colleen, you were very passionate when you told me about it.
Yeah, well, I just liked it because, well, she kind of told someone off because someone was like, I don't get why someone wouldn't take their husband's name. And she was just like, because I don't want to. Like, she was like, but her first response was amazing because she was like, John didn't even take his last name. Because his last name's not Legend.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so they were like shading her for not taking Legend. She's like, why would I take Legend if he didn't even take his, if why would I take it if he didn't take his original last name? Like, he has a new last name. Like,
he just made his, I didn't know that wasn't his real last name.
Apparently, and the internet kind of exploded because they were like, that's not his last name. And like, she leaked that it wasn't his real last name by like being sassy to someone.
I love her.
But yeah, no, I was like, yeah, I've always found that weird. Like if, why, like the concept of taking someone's last name when you get married is like, cool, go for it. If you love tradition, you like that,
yeah.
You want that, that's like, great, go
do
for
you.
It. But you shouldn't have to, like if you don't want to, you shouldn't take, like, I don't know. I feel like for me,
if I were to ever get married in the future, I would want to keep Ballinger because...
I love our last name.
I love our last name because of what it represents. Like, I love our family so much. Like,
yes.
I think our family is so incredible. We're all best friends. And, like, you know, my grandpa, our grandpa and our grandma are, like, my two, like, idols. And so to let go of the name that connects me to them, like... Even though, of course, we're related by blood and it's just a name.
Yeah.
To me, it would just be heartbreaking. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, I love the idea. Like, but even if you just don't want to, like...
Yeah. I think that we used to take... Women used to take men's last names because men became their owners.
Right, correct.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. A dad would sell his daughter to another dude, and so she changed his last name to him.
Right.
So... That's why I'm like, so we don't need this tradition anymore because you don't own people.
Right,
you shouldn't own people.
Some women like it because
yes.
It means they...
You can do what you want.
Yeah, because some people are like, oh, it makes us a family. And when you
yes.
get married, it's
that's
like,
what
oh,
my
this
thing
person
is
my family now.
That's my
so,
thing is when you have kids, that's when it gets like, well, which last name do the kids take?
Yeah, no, you... Well, I love this. My tour manager said he went to a wedding recently and they got married and right after they said their I do's, they flipped a coin as to whose last name they were going to take.
Oh, that's smart!
Hers, it landed on hers, so he took her last name.
Oh, that's cool!
So, which I think is cool. Like, if you want to be a family, you want to have the same last name, like, go for it, have the same last name. But I don't think a woman should feel like she has to give up her last name for the man. Like, and I feel like we're living in a world now, hopefully, where the majority of men would be understanding of that, and, you know, maybe the guy would take the woman's last name, or the woman, some women love that and want to, and I think that's so awesome.
Yeah.
Like, if you love tradition and you love this guy so much, you want his last name, or you don't like the way your name sounds, so you want to change
it.
Or
you
hate
your family, so you want to be a part of a new one.
Right, that's all great, but I don't think a woman should ever feel like, or should be told that she has to take the last name.
No.
But yeah, I just like, she responded to someone who was like, I just don't understand Chrissy Teigen's response to why she wouldn't take the last name. It doesn't make sense. And she was like, my excuse that, like, you don't understand that I just don't want to. Like,
I love Chrissy Teigen.
She's
my
so
favorite.
Funny.
I don't know what her job is in life.
I don't either.
But she is
I literally
my
didn't
favorite.
Even know what she was before Twitter. Like,
no.
I didn't even know she, I don't, I'm like,
she's
so, like
Twitter genius.
Yeah, I didn't even know she was like famous, but I'm really dumb with that stuff. I don't know who anybody is.
I don't know who anyone is, but either. But I try to look her up and I still don't know what she does.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't know, but I love
she
her.
She does whatever
she's
she does
so funny.
Well. All right. I forgot to do something. Every podcast, I say what mom has brought to the podcast, so because she sets up a tray of things in front of
like
her.
Like treats?
No, like...
Sorry, I'm the worst sister. I haven't listened
oh, yeah.
to a podcast
the
yet.
The thing is, Colleen, I know, has not listened to a podcast.
No.
Not because she doesn't support me or love me
I
or
cannot
want to.
Figure it out.
She doesn't know where it is.
I don't know how to do it.
No.
I tried to find it. I spent, like, 45 minutes looking for it one day, and I was hanging out with Eric, and I was like... How do I cannot find it. I don't, and I finally found it, but I couldn't get how to play it.
Oh,
so,
I love you so much.
Yeah, I don't
it's okay.
know. I don't have music on my phone. Someone
no.
once was like, what's the number one song you listen to the most on your phone? Or put it on shuffle. I'm like, there's literally not one song.
No.
Like, I don't know how my phone works.
You don't know how many things work. I don't know that how you're an internet human when you don't know how the internet works.
I know. I think, well, I'm a creative, which, you know,
yes.
is hippie, but, like, I am a creative person. I'm a very, like... motivated, never sleeping, workaholic, creative woman. But like when it comes to technical things,
you don't have
like,
time
I,
to figure it out. That's
no.
your thing. You don't have time
like,
to figure it out.
I don't have an hour.
The fact that you attempted to look up my podcast means more to me than you actually listening to it.
Yeah. So,
but anyway, so what Colleen brought today is a muscle zapper.
Oh, it's a tense machine.
Okay, and her phone. That's it. She's not as exciting as my mom.
Omron, it's called. Yeah, it's like a therapy thing for my arm that like zaps it, and it's supposed to help with pain. It kind of works. And Rachel brought Fritos and root beer.
I
not
did.
Sponsored, no. not ad.
But you can if you want. We haven't had a single sponsor on this podcast yet.
I also brought a new camera that I don't know how to work.
I'll figure it out for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Next news article of the day is the Kids' Choice Awards. Already happened once this podcast goes out.
Yeah.
But I just want to say,
happened yet.
You're nominated, right?
I am nominated.
And you're performing in it.
I'm not
performing. You're
no.
announcing.
Yes. So I'm presenting is what it's called.
Oh, yes.
But yeah, they called and asked me to present. And actually, JoJo Siwa called me and was like, oh my gosh, you're presenting at the Kids' Choice Awards. And I was like, what? She was like, oh, I just went to a big meeting because JoJo's performing, or she performed. But JoJo's performing, and she went to this big meeting at Nickelodeon. They're like, okay, and then Miranda Sings will introduce you, JoJo.
And so she thought that it was all planned. I was like, no one talked to me. And then I looked at my calendar. I was like, oh, I'm going to be in Kansas City. And then I'm going to be in Denver and then Kansas City. So I can't go. And I talked to Nickelodeon. They're like, what can we do? So I literally.
I love how they just planned it without even.
I know. Well, I wanted to do it. Yes. You know? So I have a show here in Denver at night on Friday night, and then Saturday morning wake up and fly to LA and go to the Kids' Choice Awards and then fly back that night overnight. There was no direct flights, so I'm flying to Chicago, landing at 7 a.m.
You're gonna fall
asleep
somewhere.
From Chicago to Kansas City and then getting off the plane to the theater and performing.
Yes.
So it's like, this is going to be such an intense.
We are all
going to
be so stressed that you're going to miss flights or be late or whatever.
By the time this podcast comes out,
we'll know
I might be dead.
Yes.
I might have died.
You might be stranded somewhere asleep on a bench.
Yeah, but I'm excited. The Kids' Choice Awards. I don't think I've been nominated for one before. I've certainly never been to the Kids' Choice Awards, but I have a really exciting idea. Oh, and by the time this is out,
so you can say whatever you want.
So I'm taking Parker as my date.
I freaking love this idea. I've seen their outfits. I haven't seen them on the carpet yet, clearly, but I've seen the outfits.
Yeah, so I was trying to think, you know, if I'm going to all this trouble, how can I make this really, really worth it and just kind of make a big deal of it? And so it's like, what would catch people's eye of me walking on the orange carpet? I think it's orange. And I thought, what if I brought Parker with me, who's our 4-year-old nephew?
Yeah.
And we had matching costumes.
And he loves
and
Miranda.
And I'm so excited, guys, because he's always been obsessed with my sparkly Miranda outfit and my pink Crocs.
Yes.
And he's always asked me for one. Like, for Christmas last year, he's like, I really want sparkly Miranda pants. And so I made him his own pair of sparkly pants. Corey made him a cute shirt that says number one fan. And I made him sparkly pink Crocs. So we're going to be completely matching his sparkly fanny packs.
I'm so excited. It's going to be the cutest thing in the world.
And I'm going to have him carry my book, my diary.
Good. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about that. Colleen has a book coming out.
I do, in July.
As Miranda's, it's Miranda's Diary, spelled diarrhea.
But without the A. So.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah, so it's all of Miranda's diaries from her whole life taped together. Mm-hmm. And I worked really hard on it, a lot of fun making it. I used to write in my diary a lot as a kid and as an adult, so that's kind of what gave me the idea. And it's a bunch of just, like, ridiculousness. Like, mm-hmm. some of the stories are true. Some of them I embellished a little bit because it's Miranda and I can do that. You get to hear a little bit of the backstory of, like, the Netflix show and Miranda's family and why she is the way she is. And there's little secret videos. You get to see, like, the biggest thing I'm excited about is, like, there's a window into, like, the Colleen-Miranda relationship.
There is? I haven't read any of it. Your first book I got to read as it went along, and it was...
No one's read any of it. Literally no one. Corey hasn't read it.
Dad
He's
has,
read a couple
right?
pages. Dad's read a couple pages, but he hasn't read the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, this is so secret.
Yeah, Dad's read a couple chapters and helped me out a lot.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, the whole book is very, like, I haven't let anyone read it.
You are so top secret.
No, I'm not trying to be top secret. I'm just, like, nervous about it.
Okay, why?
And it's like, the deadline was so intense that...
Yeah, you were stressing.
I didn't have time. Like, if I were to give it to you and you're like, I like it, but this could be better, I would have been like, I don't have time to fix it. And then I just would have been disappointed. And so I'm like, just trusting my gut and just writing these pages and hopefully it's good. Like, I just have no idea.
It'll be fun. It'll be hilarious. I know you. You wouldn't have sent it in if you weren't happy.
I read
with
you
it.
A little bit of it when we were in some city. I was like, oh, this page is funny. You know, I was like, but anyway.
It was good. All right, next thing in the news topic is, did you see that a Minnesota teen crashed the car into the exam building during her driving test?
Yeah.
I just want to say, I love her. I feel for
did
her.
Did she do it on purpose?
No, she put the car in drive instead of reverse.
Oh, girl.
And slammed into the building.
Shoot, that sucks.
So, I just...
Did she pass?
Yeah. She's on the road right now driving around.
Oh, that's
no,
so sad.
I just feel so bad for her.
Oh, poor girl. Yeah, I saw that news article. I didn't click on it. I was like, oh, shnikes.
How
was your driver's test? Did you have any
good
issues?
I only got one mark off on the actual driving thing. And it's something my best friend had taken it, Kelly had taken it a week before and told me, by the way, when you turn left and it, like, into a left lane, go into the yellow part. Like, you know how there's, like, the median in the middle?
Yeah.
That's sometimes yellow, and then she's like, turn into the yellow part before you get into the left turn lane. Mm-hmm. And I didn't believe her, and that's what I got marked off on.
Oh, my God.
And so now I always get into that yellow turn lane.
I literally have no clue what you're talking about, but...
Oh, my God, you're the... Because you don't drive. Colleen doesn't drive.
I hate driving.
She doesn't have
really
a license.
Well, yeah, I did lose my license, but... It's still good, though. I just watched it. It's somewhere.
It's in a system.
But I don't know. I just don't like driving because that's time I could be working. And also...
Khalid's a workaholic, if you don't know.
Big time. But also, like, I feel like I don't like to be alone, ever. Like, which I think is part of the reason why I'm a workaholic. Like, if nothing's going on around me and my brain is just thinking, I just go totally...
Have you noticed you're okay being alone if there's a bunch of animals around you? Colleen has two cats and a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed you're more okay?
I still have to be doing something.
Yeah, but I've noticed that I talk to my dog as if I'm talking to a person.
Oh, yes.
And so it helps, like, 3%.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely talk to them 24/7.
Okay.
But, yeah, and I like being alone. Like, I like my alone time, but I don't like to sit inside. I can't ever be in silence. Like, if I'm editing,
silence
is the
worst.
Also on.
Yes.
Like, there's always noise. There's always people around. So, driving alone, like, oh my gosh, I really don't like it. Like, I really, really hate it. So, someone always, like, drives me, or I have a driver, Uber, or...
Colleen once texted me, hey, come over, I have to go to the pet store. So,
Which, by the way, was across the street.
Across the street. I drove 15 minutes to her house.
You have to get Blaze a birthday present.
So. I did. But I drove... It was 30 minutes of driving for me. To go to a 15-minute pet store trip with you.
It was worth it.
It was.
I know.
You did buy me Paquito Moss after.
Yes, I did.
Okay, next news topic. So apparently, old people are trying to blame millennials for Toys R Us closing down.
I did not see this. Okay, what are you
talking
about?
This is the thing. Toys R Us going bankrupt. A bunch of people, like, rich people bought it, liquidated everything, went bankrupt. They're just the worst. And everyone's trying to blame millennials. Which is stupid because the reason, in my opinion, it's going out of business is because of Amazon.
Yes.
You just buy all your toys on Amazon. No one goes to stores anymore. All the stores in the world are closing.
Yeah.
So they're saying that millennials aren't having enough kids.
They're not having kids?
No, we're having animals instead of kids, which is true. Because...
Why do they care if Toys R Us goes out of business? Why do the old people
Because
care?
Old people just hate millennials. They're always just saying that we're the worst. Are we millennials?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I think I'm too old, but I might be too old to be a millennial.
I think I might be a cutoff for a millennial. I don't know.
But I don't know.
But I was just mad at it.
Weird. Yeah. No, it's definitely Amazon. Like, well, it's the same reason Barnes & Noble and Borders.
Yeah.
Remember Borders?
Oh, my God.
Wait, is that just Santa Barbara, or was that a chain?
No, that was a chain.
Okay.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble and Borders. Those are chains.
We're talking about this. We grew up in Santa Barbara, and it's like a bubble, so you don't know. Like, I literally was shook to my core when I went to college and saw a Taco Bell with a drive-thru.
Yeah, we didn't have drive-thrus in Santa Barbara.
Like,
we still don't.
I, like, didn't even think it was, like, a fast food restaurant. I was like, Taco Bell with a drive-thru? That's the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
We had one McDonald's with a drive-thru and a Burger King. That was it. Everything else...
You go in and you sit in it.
Yeah, because Santa Barbara has rules because drive-thrus are ugly and cause pollution and stuff, apparently. So they're like, nah, we're not going to have that in our city.
Yeah.
So anything
so
built
Santa Barbara's
past
like
a
bubble.
Year.
So there's some stores where I'm like, they don't have that in the rest of the world?
Yeah.
And also stores that I go to as an adult that I'm like, wait, this is a chain? Like, I remember BJ's Restaurant. Which, that's a real restaurant, by the way.
Yes.
BJ's Brewery.
Yeah. Did you think I didn't know?
No, like, I'm telling the people listening.
Oh!
But there's one by my college, and we'd go to it. I was like, this is the coolest mom-and-pop restaurant. And then I found out it was, like, a huge chain.
You thought that was a mom-and-pop restaurant?
I just thought there was only one.
Colleen, it's giant.
I had never heard of it before. And the same Macaroni Grill, I was like,
oh, yeah.
I thought that was one.
Yeah,
I
thought that was one,
too. I didn't know that there was a bunch.
Yeah. I didn't know what a Yard House was.
What's a Yard House?
It's
a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to it, like, once.
Yeah. The Santa Barbara, it's a bubble. It's for sure.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about how funny selling mirrors online is.
Yes.
You just screamed this to me in the other room.
Yeah, it's so good. It was trending on Twitter today, just people trying to sell mirrors, like, I guess on Craigslist or wherever.
Yeah, but you have to be in the picture in order to do it.
But the people in it, like, why aren't they even trying to be cute?
I don't know!
So dumb.
I think they just don't realize that it's happening. Because when I was, like, I used to look for apartments and houses and stuff, I'd see the realtor, like, when they, in the bathroom, taking the picture of a bathroom, I'd always see the realtor in the mirror. And I just don't think that they know that they're in it.
Yeah.
Because I would at least give the peace sign or duck lips or something.
Yeah, it's really funny, though.
Do people still talk about duck lips? Duck face?
People still do it.
But do they talk about it? Because, like, everyone used to be like, is it duck face or duck lips? I don't even remember.
Duck lips.
Duck face.
Oh, my God, I don't know.
That's how long ago people were, like, talking about it. People
duck
still
face,
do
duck
it.
Lips. You're not just like pouting or something.
Yeah, but no one makes fun of it anymore.
Duck face?
It started happening when people started really taking selfies all the time.
I remember the first time someone said selfie to me.
You remember?
It was Ariana Grande, name drop, sorry, but it's true. But I remember we were sitting on her bed and she was like, let's take a selfie. And I laughed because I was like, what is she talking about? And she took a picture of us with her front camera. And I was like, and I didn't have an iPhone with a front camera yet. So that was already like shaking me to my core.
Yeah. But I had a flip phone until I was like 20.
Same. And so, yeah, but she said, let's take a selfie. And I remember hearing that word and thinking it was just so absurd. I was like, what is a selfie?
Wow.
Like, I remember that.
I don't remember it at all.
I remember when I heard about Twitter for the first time.
I remember you showing me what Facebook was. I remember Twitter was something annoying because it just popped over to Facebook.
I just remember Twitter, like, I heard about it, and everyone was like, you say what you're doing all the time. And I was like, that's Facebook. And I remember someone telling me, Britney Spears is on it. And she, like, tweets what she's doing when she does it. And I was like, I don't get it.
I just remember being annoyed with it because people used to link their Twitters to their Facebook, so whatever they tweeted would end up on Facebook. And it would happen so often that I would get very annoyed by it. So I hated Twitter. Until Whitling signed me up for it.
I started a Twitter as Miranda because someone else had made one and stole @MirandaSings. Or @MirandaSings08. Someone stole @MirandaSings08, which used to be my YouTube name.
So you got
mad. And so I made Miranda
you
Sings.
You made it out of spite.
I did. I made Miranda Sings. Like, being like, someone posing as me on Twitter. We actually made an episode about it in season 2 of Haters Back Off. And that tweet that we tweeted in the episode is my actual first tweet.
Really?
Someone is posing as me on here, you know, so I'm making this Twitter something, I don't remember, but.
Now it's like my favorite app.
And Instagram, too, I remember. Ariana made mine for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she made mine to get on Instagram. I was like, what?
I didn't have I knew what Instagram was before I had an iPhone. So once I got an iPhone, I immediately did it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It took me a while to get an iPhone because I got a BlackBerry right
before. I had a BlackBerry too.
Yeah. All right. The last news thing today is it's something happy for you. The CBC says that Apple stickers are a big waste product and should be banned.
Thank God.
Because they don't break down and people put them in their compost. They cut their avocado up, they throw the skins in the compost, but the sticker's still there. Yeah. So, and that doesn't break down and it never goes away. So it's ruining compost things.
Good. I hate.
So yeah, Colleen has a few things in the world that she absolutely hates.
Yeah.
One is seats that are dirty and cracked.
Yeah, and that's like a weird, I've never been diagnosed with anything. I don't know if it's some weird anxiety thing, but I've had it since I was a little girl.
Yes.
Like, I cannot sit in seats if there's like a crack or a crumb or there's anything wrong with a seat.
It has to be sparkling clean and perfect.
I cannot sit on it. And it's not like, I don't like that. It's like I physically feel like ill and stressed and anxious around it. Like it's this, I don't know why I'm like that. But
I accept it. It's okay. And Apple stickers. She hates Apple stickers
so much. And by the way, we're not talking about, like, the computer.
No, no, no.
We're talking about, like, fruit stickers.
Yes. They said for all fruits.
They really grossed me out. Like,
is it the texture? Is it that they fold and roll up?
I don't like stickers either.
Stickers are pretty stupid. I hate stickers.
But I think, I don't know what it is. I really hate them. Like, it grosses me out.
Okay.
I think just a sticker on my food, like, it's on the part that you eat.
You know that they're edible in case people accidentally eat them.
That's horrible.
I know. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah,
just
no,
letting you know.
I really, really, really hate them. So I'm happy. I hope they ban them forever. Like,
okay.
I despise Apple stickers.
You know, glitter's also bad for the environment. I'm hoping they ban that because I hate glitter.
Don't you dare say that.
Don't you dare not say that.
I love glitter so much.
I know you do. All right. Do you have any news you'd like to talk about? I know you've wanted to talk about a documentary.
I just watched a great documentary.
Colleen loves documentaries. I'm not a huge documentary person. It has to be a really good one for me to get
involved. I like documentaries because I have a really good time watching movies because it's not real. So
yes,
it's, like,
it's a waste of your time.
Unless it's really good. There's some movies that are incredible. Some TV shows that are incredible. But I like things that are real and actually happen because I feel like I'm learning something. I'm learning about humanity and I don't know. So I watched this documentary. It's a docu-series, so it's episodic. And I think it was called Wild, Wild Country. And it was about this cult in Oregon. And it was fascinating.
I heard you talking about it earlier today.
Fascinating. So I... I don't know. I don't want to get too into it because it's like
a
lot.
Just give us a like quick synopsis.
So
is that the right word? What's a synopsis?
Yeah, I mean, it's maybe impossible to do so, but there's this guy called, oh shoot, I already forgot his name. But he's, I think he's from India. Hold on. I'm going to look it up because it's like, I actually kind of want to tell you. So this documentary is about this, it's a group of people who, they're known as like a sex cult, but they weren't. The Rajneeshpuram or something was like the name of, yeah. So originally they started, I think in India, if I remember correctly. And there's this one leader. And basically what he stood for sounds great. Like, I mean, I think religion is cool. Like, I love, you know, I don't want to get too into
every
that.
Religion starts off as love.
Right.
And then it morphs into other things.
So I think religion is super cool, but I want to get into that right now. But I really love religion. I think it can be wonderful.
Yes.
I also think people can use it to do terrible things.
Yes. That's where my morphing into other things
right.
came from.
So anyway, this guy is like, I don't really believe in any religion. I believe in love and happiness and kindness and just like happiness. And so like, you know, you watch it and they have these weird rituals where they're like screaming and doing strange
yeah.
things and they're like naked and like orgies and weird stuff.
I do
like
that on
that.
The daily. So
right, same. But it's here's my thing is that they were seemingly extremely happy.
Uh-huh.
Like just their goal was to love and be kind and be happy and just enjoy life.
Okay.
And so they're this cult that just wants to be happy. And sure, they're like very sexually free and like whatever.
Hey, whatever
but,
makes you happy.
Right. But they're not, they weren't hurting anyone. They
yes.
were just doing their own thing. So then they had to leave India. And I can't remember why. I wasn't really paying attention too much to the first few episodes. Sorry. But
never ask Colleen
I was cooking,
to recap the story.
I was cooking chicken and waffles and I was distracted.
What?
So anyway, they ended up moving to this small city in Oregon. They bought this huge chunk of land that was like a desolate desert, essentially, and they rebuilt it. They made their own town. They made their own city, and they had enough people in this cult that it was considered a city.
Oh, that's cool.
And but the city they moved in next to was a tiny, like, traditional, tight-knit, like, seemingly conservative community.
Mm-hmm.
So they were not happy that these people moved in.
Because they're just having sex.
Well, yeah,
and
they're at premarital sex, and they're free-spirited, and so
Dippies.
It's just very clashing, their communities. And so, basically, things just spiraled out of control, because
yeah.
these people didn't want them there. They were doing everything to get them out of there.
They just started
they, like,
fighting.
Bombed one of their buildings, and so then the Rajneeshans, or whatever their group is called, they start getting guns and like wanting to fight back. They never fought back and killed anyone, but they did poison like a whole town. Like it just like spiraled. Yeah, it spirals out of control. But basically, it was fascinating to watch because you watch it and you kind of go, whoa, these people are nuts. Like
yeah.
they're so nuts. Like look what they're doing. Look, they're worshiping this guy and giving him all their money. And they all like, they're so weird, but they're not. Like it's like the same as like, any other religion.
Yeah.
It's just not well known.
So,
so
it's
people
a cult.
Look down
What's
on it.
What's the difference between religion and a cult?
Right.
There you go.
Well, I mean, the usually cults are terrible. Like there's this other cult that I just found out about that happened around the same time where it was a Christian cult and he brought his whole colony somewhere out of the country. And they were found because people in the cult wanted out and they
yeah.
weren't allowed. And so some congressman came to check on them and they killed the congressman. And then the leader was like, oh my gosh, we're all going to die. So drink this poison because we'd rather die in peace in our own way and not how the government would kill us, essentially.
Man,
900
drink,
people.
Drank the Kool-Aid.
They
Mom
died.
And I talked about this on the last podcast, drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Was drinking someone's poison.
They literally drank Kool-Aid.
Yeah,
literally
that's
what
it
was.
I talked about this, I mentioned it in the last podcast.
Yeah, so, I mean, cults have stigma because of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But this cult seemed like they just wanted to be loving and happy. And they're weird. They're a little
yeah.
off. But like...
Who is it?
But like, I don't know. It was... I was just watching it and going... And they did commit crimes and such, but like... I don't know. I feel like they were really misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
And so people started attacking them and then they attacked back and it just spiraled out of control. But it was just fascinating to watch. It was because from my perspective, I'm like, I don't see how this is that far off from anything that we believe in or whatever. And
any other religions you've learned about.
Yeah, and I was watching with my friend, and he was like, oh, well, you know, like, that's what's so nuts is that they're all giving their money to this leader, and, like, he's got all these Rolls Royces, and he's, like, stealing their money. And I was like, but they're giving it to him willingly. Like,
churches
they're giving it to him.
Take
right,
money.
Tithing.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I was like, how is it different than, you know, he's preaching things that are good and loving and wonderful, and they admire him. How's it different than us idolizing a celebrity and putting all our money into their merch and their movies and their whatever, and they're rolling around in millions and millions of dollars? It's not that much different than, like, how our world already is. Just cults have just this negative stigma. I'm not saying I'm for cults. I'm not for cults. I'm just saying, like,
You're just playing devil's advocate.
Right. And
watching the documentary.
I like watching anything with an open mind. I love learning about anything with an open mind. I can't imagine myself fighting with a person about a religion or a political standpoint. I love learning other people's perspectives.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I could talk about it a long time, but
Colleen loves documentaries.
I really do.
And is okay with cults.
No, I'm not. I didn't say that. I'm just saying, like, it made me think about it differently. Like, because you have, I just think we should go about everything that way. Like,
just
you
looking
go into
at
things
it.
Like, you hear the word cult and you go, ugh, that's awful, that's terrifying, that's the worst thing ever. But, like, maybe look at it with a different perspective.
Yeah.
You know, like, all this anti-gun stuff that's going on, the same thing. Like, there's such fights about it. It's like either you're an idiot because you have a gun or you're an idiot because you don't like guns. There's no conversation. And
no,
like,
everyone's just
yelling
at each other.
We're not going to get to a solution. Like, I don't like guns. I really am against guns. But I know that going to people who like guns and like hunting and like it for sport and whatever, if I go to them and go, like, guns are stupid, like, we're not going to get
anywhere.
No,
you can't shove anything down someone else's throat.
Yeah.
They're going
to
throw it back up.
You have
up.
To try to see it from their perspective.
Yes.
So I have to look at it like, well, maybe a man and his son love going to the shooting range and target practice together because it's how they bond and it's just what they've always done in tradition in their family. And so that's why they love it. You know, I try to look at it from another perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can understand.
I've gone to a gun range. I wanted to be a cop. So
right.
I was learning. And then once I was going to get a gun. And then once I realized I wasn't going to be a cop, I thought there was no need for me to get a gun anymore.
Yeah.
So I didn't get one.
Right.
That's it.
All right. So, anyway, all I'm trying to say is that you can look at anything from a different perspective.
I took a class in college where I had to study 10 different religions. And I learned in every religion. I went, oh, that makes sense. And in every religion, I went, nah. Not for me.
Right.
But it's just how you look at it. You gotta
right.
open-minded. All right. So that's it for the news of the day. So we're going to go on to a game. I saw this trending on Twitter. It's hashtag being an adult in 4 words.
Okay.
Mine is, I realized I was successfully an adult. What did I say earlier?
I forgot
what I said. Oh, back in my day.
Yes.
That's when you realize that you're an adult.
So this is like, I'm confused with this. It's like either you say words that are just
it could
like
be four random words. It could be just
okay.
a sentence.
So being an adult, here's like, okay.
4 words that just describe being an adult.
Something you can look forward to. Chillins, young ones.
The youths.
The youths of the world. As an adult, 4 words. You don't need cursive.
No! You don't need cursive!
No.
This is in my book. I have a book, 101 Things That Piss Me Off, and in it is my hatred towards cursive.
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
We just don't need it.
No. You also, unless you're like a math profession, you don't need most
really
of the
intense
math.
Math.
You don't need calculus unless you're a calculus teacher.
I know.
Or you work for NASA, maybe.
Well, yeah, but yeah, you learn a lot of math in school that you're not going to use.
Yeah, you learn a lot of stuff in school you're not going to use.
My,
and you don't learn a lot that you do need.
My niece was doing math. She's 10, so I'm assuming, what is that, like third grade?
I don't know. She was doing long division, and she asked me for help. And
yeah, that's what I'm saying. She asked me for long division.
And I went,
I, like,
I don't know, I have a calculator
on
my phone.
I do not remember how to do this. And then once
I never learned.
Oh, see, I learned it.
I was homeschooled.
Yeah. I was too for a second, but I did learn that. But I remember, like, when I looked at it, I was like, I do not remember how to do this. I remember you bring something down and you sign something
by
something.
Learned.
And then eventually I remembered and I was like, oh, yeah, but this is still really hard for my brain. And she's 10.
Yeah. I have a calculator on my phone.
But, like, when would you ever use long division?
When I don't have a calculator and for some reason I need to divide really big numbers.
Right.
I would sit there and count with my fingers.
Right.
Oh, goodness. Anyway. All right. Next thing, I'm going to ask you this, and then just the first thing that comes to your head, you're going to say.
This is dangerous.
Worst internet trend ever.
Trend? What do you mean? Sorry, am I supposed to say one word? I already
or just
the
whatever.
Game.
You
want
the worst. You lost the game.
Worst internet trend?
Like slime, fidget spinners, Tide Pods.
Oh, so many things. I have to pick one.
Halo eyebrows, wavy eyebrows.
Worst
you can go back
trend.
In the day.
Do you have one? Let me think.
I hate just the slime because I don't understand the fascination of it.
Yeah, same. I'm not a huge slime person.
I also hated Tide Pods because I was getting thrown into the thing that apparently I'm supposed to eat Tide Pods. I hated that everyone was like,
yeah.
Internet people are eating Tide Pods. I'm like, I'm not. Stop lumping me in.
Oh gosh, I really don't know. I think they're all like you're talking YouTube trends.
Well, the internet, just any trends.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of slime. Like, I just don't understand why it's so popular. Like, to make slime, like, I'm, like, kind of, like, don't get it. When people are like...
Did you see the Gabby Show's Little Sisters?
Yeah, she sells it.
She's making good money off of selling the slime. And there's different kinds.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of ones, because I know there are ones that I'm like, oh, I do not want to do this. But I did it anyway. I'm kind of like, that was...
Oh, I hated the smoothie challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Where you threw everything into a smoothie and then just drank it.
Yeah, that was gross. I don't think I ever did that one.
I did it once, and it was disgusting.
Yeah, Tide Pods was annoying because it was like, I don't know, I kind of hate all the trends that we're in right now because it just seems like, I don't know, I feel like it's like a lot of like just stupid behavior. Like,
yeah.
What's popular and what trends is just like so obnoxious.
You know what I loved? The Harlem Shake.
Oh yeah, that was
fun.
That
was a good trend.
There was a lot of fun trends back in the day. Back in my day.
See, adults.
Yeah, the internet's weird now. There's a lot of trends I don't like. And, Tide Pods was pretty brutal.
All right. I have another game. I play this with Mom. Are you ready to feel old yet?
I already do, but go for it.
YouTube is 13 years old.
Yeah, I knew that.
You've been on YouTube for 13 years.
I've been on since 2007.
That's only 2 years after YouTube was born.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's old.
Yeah. So, yeah, I created in 2007 both channels, the Colleen Ballinger channel and the Miranda Sings channel, 2007. My first Miranda video was December of 2007, but I'd already been doing, back then, called the Psycho Soprano channel. I'd already uploaded videos to it.
Wow.
Yeah. I've been on here a long time.
You've been on the things for...
So 11 years, almost, I guess 10 and a half.
Really. Wow. All right. Well, now we're on to the questions. I went on my... podcast ATI and ask for questions for me and Colleen for our Q&A. And Jenna says or asks a place you want to travel to that you haven't been to yet. Because Colleen has traveled the globe. I've
yes.
traveled most of the globe with her.
Mm-hmm.
But where is one place? You don't have to do a show there. You can do a show there if you want.
There's three places on my list.
There's four.
There's three places, but four.
I only have two that I'm thinking of for me.
Italy. I really want to go
That's
to
one
Italy.
Of mine.
Africa.
That would be fun.
Yes, yeah, so bad.
I want to go on a safari where the animals are wild
yes.
and I'm in the cage.
Yeah. And I want to go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Or just, I think I just kind of want to tour Asia a little bit. I've been to Korea, but that's it. I'd love to go to the Philippines. But anyway, Japan is up there.
Okay.
And the last one is like anywhere that has one of those little huts over the ocean. Like, I think they're, like, in Bali.
You should ask RCL Beauty. She just went.
She did?
Yeah, RCL Beauty just went on one of those trips for her birthday.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. My places are Italy. I really want to go to Italy. Taiwan, just because my best friend's there, and she seems to love it. Mm-hmm. And then this is so random and something I could easily go to, Alaska.
Me too.
I've never been, and it just seems gorgeous.
I'm dying because I see your Fritos, and I want to eat them, but it would be so loud.
It would be, you're not, that's like the worst thing you can eat on a podcast.
I want to eat them.
You can have one if you want, just everyone has to prepare for your crunching. I want to see how quiet you can eat one.
Okay.
I get that is... peeking the
okay.
system. Oh my God, you're peeking it.
That's so worth it.
Is
so
it?
Good.
Anyone with my phobia of mouth noises is hating this.
I'm going to wait.
If they're good, you're eating with your mouth open.
Okay, fine, I'll wait. But that was so good.
All right. Joey, fan account, says, what's your go-to makeup item?
Oh my God.
So if you can only put one thing on,
foundation.
Foundation?
I have horrible skin. Foundation. Eyebrows. Those are my two. I can't pick one.
I think mascara.
Well, you got a good face.
Thank you.
Yeah, my skin is so bad. I have so much acne scarring and wrinkles and discoloration. Like, I posted a video the other day. It was like my makeup routine. People have always shaded me for not having the right shade, no pun intended, no foundation. So back in the day, they'd say it was too orange, which it was. And then it was too light.
That's just because you were getting like CVS brand.
Right. But this one I posted, and I say now, my face is every color of the rainbow. Like I have really, really pale parts of my face, red parts, tan parts. Like,
yeah.
My face is very, a million colors. And
a little tie-dye.
I found a color that matches the majority of my face.
Yeah.
But the top of your forehead is tanner than the rest because it's the top of your head.
Yes.
And so I put it on. And, like, in the video, that's, like, all the comments. They're like, you picked the wrong shade.
I hate, God,
and
people,
like,
get a,
just. And like, you picked the wrong shade of foundation. And I was like, no, I didn't. Like, it's the color of, like, if you look at the color, like, it isn't a perfect match. I've never had a perfect match because my face is 800 colors.
Also, your face changes colors.
But,
like
if I put on a foundation that was the same color as the top of my forehead, I would look like an Oompa Loompa.
Yes.
People, but anyway, but yeah, I have bad skin, so.
I can't stand when all of the comments are of 1 second of a video.
Mm-hmm.
You spend so much time, and the video is 10 minutes long, and people just focus on that 1 second.
Yeah.
I'm like, go away. I don't want your view.
The makeup I would want is foundation or concealer or something like that. But I also am, like, obsessed with my eyebrow pencil. So I have to do that.
I use eyeshadow on my brows.
Get it, girl.
Yeah, whatever works for you.
Yeah,
whatever works
that,
for me.
But now I use an eyebrow pencil.
All right. Ellie says, if you could switch places, what's the first thing both of you would do? I'd cry because I wouldn't want that amount of work. Also, I'd feel your boobs.
Oh, thanks, girl.
You
can do that
boobs.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Is that weird? There were sisters, but we have a weird relationship.
Yeah.
I would talk to Matt because he doesn't talk to me. So you've been dating him for 800 years.
It's been up on 6 years.
6 years. I've had a total of one sentence of conversation with him. So he's very shy. And so I want to get to know him. So I would talk to him.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's very shy. And also, you don't have many things that you have common ground on.
Yeah.
Because he's sports and building.
Yeah.
And those are two huge factors in my life, but I also have lots of other factors, which is why I can communicate with other
mm-hmm.
people. So,
yeah,
have a conversation with Matt.
That's what I would do.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd cry and feel your boobs.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to Matt.
Yeah.
I like that answer.
That's true.
He is just, he's crazy. You'd want to go at night. That's when he gets hyper.
Okay.
Him and the dog get hyper together at night.
Me, same.
All right. Kylie, Colleen's hero. Says, are you bringing anyone with you on bus tour? Colleen is going on bus tour
yes.
in some month. What
in
is it?
July and August, but I'm on tour before then too. So
MirandaSings.com for tickets and show yeah. locations near you.
I'm going everywhere, like basically everywhere on the planet. Not really, but everyone in America on the East Coast, the Midwest.
And then you just announced
Ireland and London.
Okay, I didn't know if I was allowed to say it.
Yeah,
yet.
London and Ireland.
So
yeah,
who's going with you on bus tour?
So on bus tour right now, it's just Corey and Christopher Robin and my techie, Jamoka Joe.
And I'll stop by. I don't know which ones.
Yeah.
Stop tweeting me and DMing me
so
asking. I don't know which ones
it's
yet.
It's a long tour, so it's hard to get anyone to want to go because it's so many shows
yeah.
and it's such a long tour.
I'm going to stop in a
few
times.
I'm sure a lot of my family will stop in. John,
yeah.
One of my best friends, John, said he would stop in. Heather said she wanted to come. Eric said he might come to a couple shows.
Everyone's going to come to at least one show. It's
yeah.
just we don't know which one and what
yeah.
city yet.
And we're currently looking for one more person to come on the bus with us who's going to be like an employee. So it wouldn't be like a friend of mine, like someone you guys know who comes to shows all the time. It's like I'm hiring someone, which is...
That's intense. To adding
so
someone to this group.
Scary. I've never done it before.
Adding someone to this group is intense.
I know. Because you live with this person, so you have to be like best friends with them.
Yeah.
So... It's really scary.
Yeah, and they have to be funny and be okay with a nickname.
And chill. Like,
yes.
like super chill. Like,
any new
part.
Person gets a nickname.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Christopher Robin, Lee the Leprechaun, Jamoka Joe, these Suzanne Summers, these are none of their real names. Like,
their first names are
their
real.
Their first names are real, but like we give people names somehow. Corey just like says it.
Yes.
Jamoka Joe I came up with, but...
I was there.
Yeah.
He's
so
nice.
He's really awesome. So yeah, I don't know who all, but like the upcoming shows, so we have a show... This weekend in Vegas.
Ooh.
Rachel's going to be there.
I will.
Corey, Eric, Harvey, and then a couple other YouTubers might show
up. Hey, so that was a question someone asked, but I didn't want to ask you. Didn't want to put you on the spot. Who's the mystery people going to Vegas? It's a good surprise. You'll like it. Oh, I just got very excited for something, but we'll talk about it after.
Okay, cool.
Okay, last question of the night. Maggie says, advice on finding yourself in college and questioning your sexuality. I've been having a really hard time with it. I say in college is definitely a place when you get away from your parents. So you realize you have your own brain, because a lot of times people in high school, your parents are telling you what you think.
Yes.
And your high school friends are telling you what you think. So when you get to college, that's when you're like, oh, I just have to listen to myself.
Yes.
Or you find someone else that you listen to them. But struggling with sexuality, just who makes your dinkle tingle?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to me, here's how I feel. I think everyone is on the spectrum of bisexuality, at least.
Yeah, like, you don't think anyone's 100% anything?
Not really. I mean, I think people say that they are, but I don't know, maybe that's ignorant of me to say that they're not. But I think everyone is attracted to kind of both. It's in some capacity. Like, some people are like 95% straight and 5% gay, or 40-60, or, you know, I think everyone's on the spectrum there. But man, I don't know. I'd say find someone to confide in, because living with that secret is probably really hard.
Yeah.
So try to find a good friend or someone you feel like you can trust and talk to. A lot of colleges have like groups. So there's probably an LGBT group at your college that you can go join and talk to, and see if there's someone you can confide in and who can help you and give you advice. I've never gone through that. I've never gone through, like, you know, coming out or anything like that. So, like, I don't feel like I'm educated to give good advice, but don't let anyone tell you that what you're feeling is wrong. Your feelings are never wrong. And if you feel like you might need to explore, like, there's nothing wrong with that. And people, because it's still only 2018 and we're not forward enough in our thinking, people will tell you that you're wrong. People will try to make you feel stupid or like bad, or, you know, don't listen to them, because you're not. Your feelings are valid and you're allowed to explore it. You have one life, so don't live it trying to please everyone around you.
I have, but my whole life, people have always asked me if I'm gay, or just tell me that I am, because I have more of a masculine energy, I guess. And I like sports and building and Home Depot. I love my
Home Depot. I have a pit bull.
And yeah. So I've people to the point where I'm like, well, am I? But I've thought about it. I've had to think about it. I genuinely had to think about it. And I was like, no, vaginas gross me out and penises don't.
Yeah.
And I am attracted to males. But so don't let anyone try and tell you that you're something.
Right.
Because you just got, it's just what you feel.
Yeah, and that's awesome, by the way, too. Like, that's super cool. Like, the fact that you're in college, some people go their whole lives without ever exploring anything, ever, you know.
I've kissed a girl. I've liked
girls.
It. But I didn't want to do anything more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I just like kissing.
Yeah. I kissed girls.
I cared who it was.
Just don't let anyone tell you you're wrong or bad or gross.
Yes. No.
Wanting to explore.
And also, if you're not ready to come out yet, don't make someone force you. A lot of people get mad at people who don't want to come out of the closet yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, maybe they're comfortable in there. Maybe they have a reason.
Also, think about, like being straight is so accepted. But imagine if you had to... getting a noise complaint.
Hold on a second. Colleen, keep them going.
Okay,
hold on.
I think we're getting a noise complaint right now.
It's a Corey, we're podcasting.
Are we being too loud?
You want to say hi to the podcast?
We're podcasting right now.
I tend to see you out of town, AC, because like...
Your AC is not working?
It's not even on. Like, I can't even get the screen.
Did you call the front desk?
No.
Well, you can, and if not, you can sleep on my couch or in bed with me.
Okay. Colleen doesn't like sleeping alone, so.
And I also hate being hot. Like, I keep my room, like I'm sweating right now, and it's like 60 degrees in here, so
I
don't
like
freezing.
I'll, like, sweat right.
Well, sleep in here if you can't figure it out.
Our first podcast guest.
Okay.
Anyway, all right, so that's it for today.
Cool.
That's it. Did you have anything else you want to say? Cool. Get Colleen's book, pre-order it.
Get my book, get tickets to my show, watch my videos, subscribe to my channel.
She is Miranda Sings. She is Colleen Ballinger.
My phone is ringing right
now.
Oh my
God. gosh. All right, I'm just calling Mom.
I'm getting a booty call. Hey, 1:30 in the morning, I'm getting a booty call.
All right. Well, Mom's not here to say the sign-off message. I don't even know what it is. And that's it today for all things. I really don't know. She made up.
She says the same thing every time.
She made it up, yeah, and I don't even pay attention.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it for all things internet, maybe? I don't know. Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.